Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Happy Cooper Flag Day.
What the crap is this?
To all who celebrate. I want to make sure everybody knows he's talking about the TV.
Why is not Jenna our program? Why are they watching Jenna and Friends? I don't care about this. I want to watch some sports.
Okay, there's sports over there.
Guys.
You got to go change the TV.
I got to go change the TV, Alec.
All right.
I'll be back. You're Mr. More Famous or anyway.
All right.
Let's go.
So that's, oh man, why is Jenna and Friends on? Corey Majors, the famous Alec Medford. You've got me, Kevin Hagland, and from the 214, you can't evict me from my parking spot, Kevin. If I want to warm my car, okay, I agree with that, but not today. It's like, what, 70 degrees outside? I don't think you need to warm up your car. But if I want to warm my car, check my phone. It's my spot. A great man once said, deal with it. And you know what? You're right, because I did. I didn't like it, but I dealt with it. And I did just text Jake to tell him that I talked S about him in the crosstalk. Now,
on your face,
Corey Majors.
Dude, Kevin, I appreciate you, man.
Are you... Do you still need some more time? He still needs some more time.
I'm fine. I just don't understand why. Like, I have no clue why they were. I guess it was on last night.
Yeah.
And they just turned the TVs on and didn't pay any attention to it. What does the morning show do?
Peyton, they're focused on their
Peyton,
show.
You're going to have to come in here every morning and you're going to have to set all these TVs onto sports stations instead of letting them watch some random Jenna and Friends. All right, Peyton? Thank you, sir. He's a good, that's a team player right there. That's why I've always liked Peyton.
Unlike me. Now, the Mavericks season begins today. Let's preview it. Let's get your predictions at noon o'clock. We've got Mike Curtis coming up, who wrote an excellent story about the evolution of Cooper Flagg. It's got all kinds of unbelievable quotes and anecdotes. And do we need to tell him that I hated his ranking of Dwight Powell in
Kevin,
the all-time Mavericks?
You said Dwight Powell. He said Dwight Powell was a top five Maverick or something like that.
It's like 29.
And you disagreed. And I understand your disagreement there. I think that today you've already established this is the show of honesty.
True.
Because you just texted Jake and told him how upset you were with him.
And I've never quite understood talking behind someone's back. It's only fun if they can hear you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Get involved in the conversation. Like, I can definitely be a D-hole,
mm-hmm.
but I will tell you to your face, I won't go behind your back.
And that's the thing. The what does Schottenheimer always say? Solutions. Let's come up with solutions. And that's a way to solve a problem.
All right, and I'll tell you an obvious solution for me. Get to work earlier. I tried today, but the last 2 days it's taken 1 hour and 5 minutes to get here.
Same.
Which is significantly longer than it usually takes. Alec, I'm sorry. I know that's how long, or maybe even longer, mm-hmm. it takes you. to get to work. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not necessarily the time it takes you to get to work. It's when your flow is thrown off by 10 to 20 minutes. Like, usually...
Your even flow.
Yes, that's right. Usually it takes between 42 and 47 minutes to get here. And so in my brain, that's what I think. So when it's like back-to-back hour and five, pa-pow! It just throws you off your game and what you're thinking.
Couple things here. One... This morning, I looked at how long it would take me to get to the new building, and it said 22 minutes. Oh, and then I looked at how long it would take me to get here, and it said 52 minutes. Mm. And I was like, so that's why I'm like, I cannot wait. So, Alec, that being said, you can move into my pool house.
Ooh.
Rent free.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Might have to take you up on that.
Yeah, we can commute together. Oh. You do have to park down the street, though.
Oh.
Just like the new building. I'm just kidding. I haven't even been to the new building. I have no idea. All right. Now the question comes up. The Mavericks will go 82-0. That makes sense.
That's not possible.
Because they have...
Nobody's going to do that.
They have the promised one.
What are you even doing right? Oh, so this is where you'll change your mind and your tune for this.
As somebody from the Jesus podcast told me, Luca was John the Baptist, so now Cooper Flagg is here. Shout out to Wes for making that analogy. No, the Mavericks, I'm not kidding. The Mavericks will not go 82-0, but I would love it if they could go 1-0 and Cooper Flagg looked awesome. I'm super pumped for Cooper Flagg. I'm excited about this season. I keep thinking about, I thought about this a lot, like in the last 22 hours. Corey asked Jason Kidd if length equals strength, how
are they the strongest team in the NBA?
Yeah. And he's like, well, I sure hope so. But like, he's right. If you look at Anthony Davis, hell, I know it's not necessarily tall, but you're talking about length. PJ Washington, Cooper Flagg is outsized both in terms of athleticism and size and length for the different positions that he can play. And Gafford and Lively, I understand. And Jason Kidd reiterated this. We need to stay healthy. But it is an exciting core, even with Kyrie hurt. I'm really pumped for this season. I don't know if everyone feels the same way, because I already saw somebody message me this morning, because I was like, happy Cooper Flagg Day. And they said, hey, that's cool, but I'm not, I'll never be over what happened with Luka. And if that's you, I understand. I don't feel that way. I've moved on. It's a new season. I think Cooper Flagg is going to be awesome. I'm pumped about this team.
This is, Kevin, this is the longest and most athletic team I've ever witnessed in Mavs history.
I could see that.
And I only say that because Dirk was not the greatest athlete. He was long, but athletically, and just think about those teams that he was always with, too. He had guys like Walt Williams. You know, like, they just weren't...
A wizard.
They were skilled, much like the Stars. Very skilled, but maybe didn't have that grit that went along with it. However, that championship team, Tyson Chandler, Stevenson, Sean Marion, all those guys were athletic and gritty. That's why they won a championship. But they weren't as long as I think this team is at every single position now. And you can probably be like, well, Kai's not long. Kai plays long. He plays bigger than he is. And that's one of the, when he comes back, it's going to be a big deal. Brandon Williams isn't the biggest. Ryan Nemhard isn't the longest skilled players, but those aren't guys that are getting lots and tons of minutes. But this is if you have PJ, let's say PJ does rotate in with, or is on the court with Cooper Flagg at the same time. It's two guys that maybe aren't the greatest ball handlers, but can. They can bring the ball up the court. They can establish some things and then do some unique things cutting and athleticism-wise that are going to be an absolute blast. Coop said this morning that they're the biggest mystery in the NBA, too.
I think that
and is... I love that line.
I think that's probably fair because, like, Cooper Flagg might be the most hyped American basketball prospect since LeBron. All right, I'd be willing to listen to probably maybe two other players. But I think he might be that case. That's great. Maybe he'll eventually be awesome. But don't forget that LeBron was really good his rookie year. That team didn't do...
He had a bunch of chumps around
exactly.
Him.
And that team didn't go anywhere. Is that... And Cooper Flagg has a significantly better group around him. But Cooper Flagg's also... the youngest player in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say that this is not going to take a season, two seasons. Like, you go back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dirk, you mentioned Dirk. Dirk is an all-time great. There were lots of times, especially his first year, maybe his first year and a half, that people were like, no.
This isn't going to work out.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's a big part of it. But the other part of it, to Coop's point, is you don't have Luka, of course, but you also don't have Kyrie. And so there is questions about who's going to be running the point. We asked Jason Kidd about that a good amount yesterday. Do you think you're going to see more D'Angelo Russell? Is it going to be Brandon Williams? And if that's the case, how in the world is your backcourt going to function defensively if it's D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson? Because let's talk about it, man. If they're the longest team in the league, that might be the worst defensive backcourt.
That is true.
In the league.
They love to shoot.
For a team.
From wherever.
For a team that talked about defense wins championships. That's why I think you're going to lean more towards Cooper Flagg playing the point, because then that would free up perhaps PJ Washington to start a lot more. And if you're talking about the defensive prowess of subbing in PJ Washington essentially for D'Angelo Russell, that's a big defensive upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that is going to be part of the reason why Cooper Flagg runs a lot of the point, but we'll see.
And Alec, I think your guy, Derek Lively, I think that's one of the other reasons to be excited. He's one of the top young players in the top 25, under 25, loves Lagos. And also is...
And he goes to the Dallas Card Show all the time.
Yeah. How excited are you for him to be healthy and get this season rocking?
Yeah, to hopefully get a full year of him in year three. And it seems like he's grown and he's learned each season. He's starting to pick up things and it looks like the game is starting to kind of catch up with him. And it's nice to see the improvements that he's made, but I want to see a full season of it. And we talked about it yesterday with Jason Kidd. We've talked about it really ever since you got Daniel Gafford, is, you know, the length of this team and going back to two traditional bigs. You know, when Gafford is healthy, hopefully we see him soon. Whenever you can run that traditional lineup, that's something that's a unique advantage that you have. You have the veteran presence and the defender that Daniel Gafford is, but Derek Lively has a unique ability to score that we haven't quite unlocked yet, that I'm hoping we're going to see more of this season, whether it's taking 1-3 every couple of games or something, a little bit more post-up game from him. You're going to see improvements, and you're going to see him scoring more, which is going to be really nice.
I'm very interested, because Kevin, and this isn't a shot at Mike. I just want to be very adamant about that. Mike was like, he's not a scorer. He's a rebound block guy.
Right.
And you kept saying, I think there's more there.
Yeah.
And then we started seeing.
Yeah.
Then he was like, hey, guys, watch me shoot this three-pointer from the corner. And we were like, what?
Still not sure if that's what I want.
Yeah, no,
building
no.
game around.
But his ability.
Dude, right.
And I know we're going to miss. Maybe we won't. That mid-court alley-oop that Luka used to throw to him was amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's somebody on this team that can develop that kind of chemistry with him too, Cooper Flagg. That's the thing I keep hearing about Cooper Flagg, and I what I watched of him, Kevin, was this is a guy who makes the right play. You know how you like
yes.
He makes the right decisions. He understands this game. He sees it, and he's like, I could do this. That's a little more risky. Let me take the one with the least amount of risk and the best amount of success. And so that's one of the things that I'm excited about, because this team needs something like that to go along at a young age too, to go along with all the other things that they have. Anthony Davis, very unique story for me because I've loved this player for a long time. You know I have. And I've always coveted him. I didn't want to covet him without Luka, but here we are. And I understand the injury history that he's had, and we have no clue how that's going to be. But I'm hoping that we see a very motivated Anthony Davis this season, and we get to see those 40-20 games that we saw in the past.
So I think...
where he just takes over on any given night.
And if we're being fair, the reason to worry is... I think Anthony Davis is perpetually motivated. I really do, but like...
unlucky in health?
I we're to the point where I can't say unlucky anymore. That's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so injury prone.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it is true. And so like in my mind, the most logical starting lineup is Cooper Flagg, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, Anthony Davis, and Derek Lively. But then you consider some of the issues that you just brought up, like in terms of Anthony Davis being injury prone. And as much as you hate to say this, you have to look at Derek Lively and say, well, he struggled to stay healthy. And you're starting with Daniel Gafford.
Gafford's had a couple of times.
Exactly. And so if you see that, unfortunately, all three of your bigs to varying degrees have had an issue staying healthy. So how many games are you actually going to play with all three of those healthy? How many games are you going to play? That would suck. How many games are you going to play with at least two of them healthy? I go back to this, Najee Marshall, Caleb Martin, and Max Christie. Those three, man, if you could see an evolution of them into more complete players, I would love to see that because I mean, it might not happen this year and Klay Thompson might be disappointed about it, but if you're building a team, the defense is the difference. I would love to see it be Cooper Flagg, Max Christie, PJ Washington, Anthony Davis, and Derek Lively. Now, all of a sudden, your second group is probably Brandon Williams, Klay Thompson, and then maybe you look at kind of the Najee or Caleb. And
that's still a group that can score.
Najee can
fill it up.
And that doesn't even factor in the return of Kyrie. Because look, it's going to be a while. I know he said things are going well and hopefully he can be ahead of schedule. And that's great. And I appreciate that. And I hope all of that is true. But realistically, like January, best case, maybe closer to March is probably what you're thinking. So this is the team you're going to be with for a while. And if people aren't excited about the Mavericks, because either A, they don't care about the NBA or the Mavericks, or B, they're still upset about the Luka trade, I totally get that. I have moved on, and I'm here for it now. I'm here for this Dallas Mavericks team.
That's where
I am. And
I'm
excited about Cooper Flagg. And it is true that he played at Duke, and that's part of my excitement for sure. But I saw somebody text in about Zion. Zion went to Duke as well. This Cooper Flagg hype is on a different level than Zion. I realize that President Obama went to the UNC game, and I get all of that. But remember, when the college season started, Zion was the third-ranked player in that class.
I forgot about that. He was
third, and he moved up to one and eventually went one. Cooper Flagg has been number one for like 5 years in his class. He went into a gym with NBA all-stars and all NBA players, and that's all they could talk about. He was on a team with other people. He's the only player that anybody was talking about. His hype level is at a different, level.
This is what's, and last thing here. This is really fascinating. We just did an entire opening night segment, you know, about the Mavericks and didn't even dive into the Wembanyama matchup.
Yeah.
You know, and what we're excited about for that, too.
And so just for the record,
we got more show, though.
That's why I said hyped American player, because Wemby is at that same ridiculous level. And then just real quick, somebody said you don't want Flagg chasing point guards on defense. You tire them out quickly. I absolutely agree with that. You'll be able to switch defensively. I've said many times, I think the optimum spot for Cooper Flagg is running the 2, 3, and 4, because I think he can do that both offensively and defensively. But until Kyrie Irving comes back, I don't think that is a real deal viable option.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I am terrified of the prospect of D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson as your starting backcourt, because that just doesn't fit the fortune favors the bold vibe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.